money, we done ran up, ran up, ran up. Mama say you better not let the trick you out your spotty sign up. Man up, man up, man up. I'm slipping, falling, I know. I spend all my time.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Tune into all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada, and I live in Elizabethville, close to Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ishuda, I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Books we hate.
And bookish things.
And that's what we're going to be doing today. We do this every week. And Bound by Books has been doing this every week since February 2011. Woo-hoo. And my co-hosts don't know, but I know something special that happened recently for Bound by Books at the WGXC Programmer Awards, which are voted on by programmers and sustaining supporters. Bound by Books won favorite show, favorite local radio show on WGXC. Isn't that exciting?
That's great.
And fans and adorers, thanks so much, fans and adorers. Thank you so much. Kisses, kisses, kisses.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Well, woohoo!
We weren't allowed to vote for ourselves, so it wasn't because we're a big group and that we all voted for ourselves, because we can't do that. That's
Did
the
you
one
vote
rule.
For Emily?
Yeah.
I forgot to vote this year. But we're grateful for everybody who listens to our show and to everyone that voted. And we're, of course, very grateful for all of the sustaining supporters of WGXC who help keep this radio show on the air and donate monthly to the radio show to help us meet our operating expenses. And there's going to be a pledge drive starting this coming week. If you're listening on Sunday, it starts today. And our goal is to sign up 2 new sustaining supporters. So if you're listening out there and you love community radio and you love hearing youth voices on the radio and you love Bound by Books or you love some other show and you don't donate to WGXC regularly, consider becoming a sustaining supporter. You can give any amount that you so choose every month and you can set it up so it just automatically comes out of your account. Super easy and helps keep WGXC going. I want Bound by Books to be on the air forever.
Yeah, and if you don't help us, then we won't be able to win Best Show prize and Best Show anymore. Then there won't be any show that got the Best Show award, because we're it.
We're it. We want to keep all of the great shows on WGXC on the air. WGXC is pretty special. I'm really grateful that we have this radio show in our community. It's fun to hear different things on the radio, not the same old stuff that you hear on a lot of other channels. But yeah, so go to WGXC.org to sign up to be a sustaining supporter and check out the schedule of programs. You can also listen to old Bound by Books if you go to the audio archive. Check out the news, see what's happening locally, and explore while you're there. So WGXC.org. Go for it. but on that note, we're going to talk about some books today, and I'm glad we have so many of us here. Hooray! Who would like to start today?
Cricket.
I'm going to let the cricket start. Go for it, Jada.
I'm sorry, the crickets and I have a prior engagement because I'm finishing the book. If you don't mind, I'd like a little time to think about what I'm going to say before I say it.
Okay. How about Fatia? Would you like to share a book?
So this is the chapter 2.
Can you remind us what the book is called?
Yeah, like
this is a book that you wrote.
The book is basically about like a family, but there's actually like these two siblings, one that's a boy and the other that's a girl. They're very naughty, but in the future they actually start to become nicer. And the parents are the main characters because like the mother actually goes to hell when she dies. A lot of times that happens. And so once upon a time there lived two parents who really wanted a baby boy or girl. Their wish came true. There was something a bit strange. They had two babies, boy and a girl. They would pray to God in the magical forest. And this is the picture of it.
Love it. I love an illustrated chapter book.
Always was a witch watching them. The witch was mean and arrogant. She wanted to take over their land, but they saw the parents prayed. The witch was very mean. She thought they would never know and often bothered them a lot to the children. And this is also the other page. This is the picture. The witch is smiling in the picture because she's evil. The kids got revenge. The witch was sent to prison for the rest of her life. The end.
Love it.
Love it.
Beautiful illustrations that our listeners can't see because radio is not a visual medium. But I'm hoping someday that I might be able to see that book in person. That'd be fun. Maybe you can visit the library sometime and show me. I actually had a book that I was hoping to share today that is also a self-published book by a young person. And this was just a young person named Silvio dropped off some little books that they made at the library and asked if they could leave them here. And we said yes. So if you come by the library, you can read Silvio's book. I think they were 6. Yeah, they're 6 years old. And in their author bio, it says they are very adventurous, curious, and playful. And so one book is called The Boring Book, and I can read that one to you. but they also did like a Dungeons and Dragons more or less monster manual. It's called Silvio's Monster Manual, and it's really cool. It just has these pictures of monsters, and it gives their name, their powers, their defenses, and their weaknesses. So for instance, there's one named Burr a Rabbit. The powers are Tail Club has four powerful stingers. Tusks spray glitter. Their defenses. Wings make a high-pitched whirring sound that hurts predators' ears. Weaknesses. Cannot walk on land. Can only swim or fly. Glowing triangles on skin always give away its location. And there's a picture of it. There's all these cool-looking creative monsters. And then a little description of each of them. So it's styled on like a Dungeons and Dragons monster manual. And they're just so creative. Like there's one that looks like a horse chestnut. Those little like spiky things that you can find in the woods. And it says electric horse chestnut powers. And there's a picture of it, which I'll show my co-hosts. But imagine a spiky little ball, like those things you find in the woods, but with little spindly legs, little electrical zap things coming off of it. So electric horse chestnut powers. One, can zap you with electricity. Two, can poke you with spikes. Defense, it's poisonous. Weaknesses, spindly weak legs and no eyes. It doesn't have any eyes. That is a challenge. But yeah, so that's a really cool book. I like looking at creative monster characters and like learning a little bit about them. And I think that could be a fun, like inspirational book for somebody that wants to do a similar thing, that wants to come up with their own creatures. But then this other book is called The Boring Book That Nobody Wants to Read. Number one, everything was boring and nothing was happening. So the little troll reading this book in her stalagmite-filled cave decided to hunt the rodent gnome scurrying around the dank floor. She hunted and ate four and then curled up and fell asleep with a tummy ache. Number two, everything was still boring and nothing was still happening. So the little vampire reading this book decided to spend some time training his bats to do acrobatic flying tricks in the attic. After a while, the bats got dizzy. And when the sun started to come up, the vampire got into his coffin and fell asleep. Number three, everything was still boring and nothing continued to happen. So the little werewolf reading this book decided to scamper to the top of the mountain and howl loudly from inside an abandoned shack. The teenagers camping nearby got so scared that they ran home crying to their parents. Number five, everything was still so boring that the author decided to skip chapter four and get on with it. In chapter five, the troll, the vampire, and the werewolf decided they'd better write the ending. And then there's a really cool picture. And then number six, then I'll tell the story. No me, no me, no me, no me, no me, no me, no me. The end. And it says challenge. Who's going to finish the story? Clearly the troll, the vampire, and the werewolf aren't going to. What about you? And then there's a spot where the person can write their own story. I think is really cool, interactive book. And then there's another cool picture that has the different creatures, the troll, the werewolf, and the vampire. And here's the epilogue. Three monsters convened in their favorite alleyway behind a bookstore. They whispered in tones only they could understand. They decided to steal the most boring book in the world and turn it into something amazing. Can you get to it before they do? And that says, peek out, which I think means like, look out? I'm not really sure. That says, peek out, the most exciting book in the world. The man in black was clambering up a cliff with the giant close behind him. Could he make it? No, wait, not like that. The giant was actually at a bookstore with his two friends, the vampire and the werewolf. They needed to get to the most boring book in the world before the bookstore employees caught them. But suddenly the whole bookstore caved in. They were the only ones alive. But suddenly they saw a boy coming towards them. Hello, he said. I am the reader. And I have been looking for you. And that is the end of the boring book that nobody wants to read. But I really loved reading it.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. And
that was really fun.
And I'm a multitasker, so I listen while, like, I hear things. And I was just thinking, well, I was going through my thought process. I was thinking I should either write a book of classic story tales but retold in more modern versions, but then I was thinking instead I'd just rather make up my own and have it as a compilation. I want to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to read some of your books sometimes. too. I know that you've done some graphic novels that you've written.
Yeah, I've done one, but the thing is, I've been trying to successfully write one since I was six, but I've done ideas and then gone halfway through and been like, this isn't very good, and I just left it, and it happens over and over. So I'm very proud of the supervillains, because that's one that I really love, the idea I stuck to. I'm very connected to my characters. I cut them out. I drew them, put tape over them, and cut them out and taped them to my desk at school. And since I put tape over them, I drew them in black and white. I could color on them if I'm feeling fidgety or doodly. So I color on their clothes, and then when we clean our desks, all of it comes off, and then I can just redo it.
Yay. Well, I'm very excited that Silvio dropped these books off, and I look forward to the next time I get to read one of Atiyah's books in person, because I love hearing them on the radio, but it's not quite the same as holding it in your hand. But I will say that I'm very excited for the month of March, because it is the month when Fatia's artwork is in the Hudson Area Library Kids Calendar. So I get to look at her artwork all month long. I forget what month Georgia and Jada's are in. I think you might be on the same page.
Wait, let me check. Okay, wait, I've got the calendar. So, Fatia's Amazing Art is on the cover. I love it. And then...
And just for the record, I don't pick favorites. I did not choose the artwork for the calendar. Somebody else did that.
So, Fatia's... Why does it say that Fatia's 10 in there?
Does it? We aged her up, I guess. That must have just been an error.
Congratulations, Fatia. Okay,
I'm
so
sorry,
Fatia's...
I skip all those years, but...
Aaliyah's is April.
Aaliyah's Jada's sister, yes. For our listeners.
So, Jada is August.
Cool. So many months to look forward to.
And then...
I know you're in there somewhere.
I am November. Oh, gosh. Cool. Yeah, the coloring was not very good. It's the first time that I actually drew my characters in color, if you could believe it or not. The comic is in black and white. I do all of my drawings in black and white. So.
It's nice that you colored it.
Thanks. I was just experimenting with the alcohol-based markers because I never use them for skin. So one of their skin does not look the way I intended it to, but it's okay. I love the lilacs and their petals flowy in there. And also, I really like AJ and Batia. They're awesome. Oh, wait. AJ has two in here. Oh, yeah. The smile one is my favorite. It's so good.
Thanks.
I mean, my favorite.
I have two because I was one of the first people to hear about it, and so I entered two before they made the rules of only submitting one. Both of them got in.
Cool.
Both got in.
Well, before we move on to somebody else talking, I want to let people know that the books by Silvio can be read at the library on site, but also we have more calendars left over, so if anyone wants a calendar, you can stop by the library and get one. Put it on your wall. It's lovely. But yeah, who wants to talk about a book next? How about Mashuda?
So, The Stranger Behind You by Carol Goodman. So it's like a psychological thriller book, but it also has like a twist to mystery. It's like in a little romance and a little comedy. So it's like, I feel like they didn't like list it as a comedy and romance, but when I read it, they did have some. A little spark to it. So I feel like, you know, it could be every genre. So so The Stranger Behind You, journalist Juan Lurie has written a seething article exposing a notorious newspaper tycoon as a sexual predator. But the night it goes live as a brutally attacked, traumatized and suffering the effects of a concussion, she moves into a high secure apartment in Manhattan called The Refuge, which was at one time a Magdalene laundry. Juan should be safe here, so how can she explain the cryptic incidents that are happening? Alinean Day is Juan's new 96-year-old neighbor at Refuge. In 1941, Lillian witnessed a mysterious murder that sent her into hiding at the Magdalene Laundry, and she hasn't come out since. As she relates to Juan her harrowing story, Juan sees striking similarities to her own past. So yeah, that's the book. It's so good. It's like, you know, I was never into thriller, but like this book has made me love the genre.
Good job, Rashida.
I think they're pretty fun.
Now thriller's stuck in my head, but for some reason it's to the tune of Rhythm Nation.
Cool. I like that song. Maybe we'll play it later. But yeah, the Carol Goodman, the author, is from the Hudson Valley. I don't remember exactly where she lives, but she went to school at Vassar, and then she teaches at the new school down in the city, and then SUNY New Paltz, and she lives around here somewhere. So maybe someday, if you like her books, you can go to an author event. You could meet her, perhaps. Actually, you should see if she is still teaching at SUNY New Paltz. Maybe you could have her as a teacher.
Yeah, I did have her as a teacher.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's funny. There you go. Success.
Yeah.
What was the class that you took with her?
I think it was English Contemporary and Lit. And she's wonderful. She's a wonderful writer. And I learned so much from her. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Thanks for sharing that. And I think for our listeners, I'm pretty sure that's geared for adults. But do you think it would be good for teens too? Or?
Yeah. I think like probably young adults. Cool. Yeah, it's really good. They should read it.
Okay. All right. Let's hear from Jada.
So I read this book a few times, but I just wanted to finish it a little longer. Well, I mean, not read it during the radio show. I mean, just finish rethinking about it. I know I'm not making sense, but anyway. So it's called The Girl Who Could Fly, and it's about a girl named Piper McLeod who was brought up in a little farm community, and she could fly, and her parents and everyone else where she lives don't like change, but she became famous because she flew during that fateful day on the 4th of July community picnic. She flew during the baseball game, and she made the titles of all the newspapers in the world. Then this beautiful woman named Dr. Letitia Hellion came over to get her and bring her to her institute to help her with her flying. She meets a bunch of kids that each have their own powers. But when she finds out the truth, she's going to have to team up with everyone to defeat her and her institute. And here's the big question. Will she make it, or will she fail? And I'm not going to tell you the answer, because that would be spoiling. And that's kind of the whole point of what we're trying not to do here.
Yeah, we try to have a spoiler-free zone on Bound by Books. Excellent work. Stay true to the mission. Yeah, I haven't read that book. It sounds really good. Apparently it's really good if you read it so many times. Do you know the name of the author? Because there's a lot of books called The Girl Who Could Fly, and I forget what you said, or if you said. Is it by Victoria Forrester? Does that sound right? Yeah. I don't know if she's still there. I think it, based on the description, it sounds like it might be The Girl Who Could Fly by Victoria Forrester. But my guess is any book called The Girl Who Could Fly is probably pretty good, because flying's awesome. It's a very popular superpower.
Oh, yeah. That'd be my superpower.
Nice. Do you have a book you wanted to share, Georgia?
Yes, I do.
So this one is a sequel to a book called Awkward, and I actually haven't read Awkward yet. I've had this book for years. So this book is called Brave. It's by Svetlana Shimakova, and it's a really good graphic novel, and this is a really good book. I'd say it's interesting, fun, and appropriate for all ages, and it centers around a boy named Jensen who he feels like getting through middle school is like beating a video game, and so he struggles in math and he draws a lot, and he wants to grow up and work at NASA because he's worried that sunspots are gonna hit the Earth and blow it to a crisp. So I'll read the description. What does it mean to be brave? In his daydreams, Jensen is the biggest hero that ever was, saving the world and his friends on a daily basis. But his middle school reality is very different. Math is hard, getting along with friends is hard. Even finding a partner for the class project is a huge problem when you always get picked last. And the pressure's on even more once the school newspaper's dynamic duo, Jenny and Akila, draw Jensen into the whirlwind of school news, social experiment projects, and behind-the-scenes club drama. Jensen has always played the middle school game one level at a time, but suddenly someone's cranked up the difficulty setting. Will those daring daydreams of his finally work in his favor, or will he have to find real situations to his real-life problems? The charming world of Berrybrook Middle School gets a little bigger in this highly anticipated follow-up to Svetlana Shamakova's award-winning Awkward, with a story about a boy who learns his own way of being brave. Brave. This is for all ages, and the illustrations are very unique, and I love it because everyone, their facial, their bodies, they look completely different, and some parts are colored and some parts aren't. It's a really good book. The art is beautiful and the text is amazing.
Does it make you want to read the first one?
Yes, I've been meaning to for 4 years now. I need to officially.
Maybe this will be the year.
Yeah, this is going to be the year. Wait, no, that'd be. Yeah, four. This is going to be the year.
Big year for you. Finally reading that book. I have also never read that series and have always wanted to, so maybe I'll start with book one and report back. Fun. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but I was so glad to hear from all of you and see what you're reading or writing in some cases, and look forward to talking about some more books next week. And we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
Bye, Mrs. Emily. Happy reading.
Bye. Happy reading.
Bye.